Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Sales Playbook for Hypersales Growth by Jack Daly is a practical sales and sales leadership guide focused on building repeatable, scalable growth rather than relying on individual talent or sporadic wins. Positioned in the business and management category, it extends the ideas associated with Daly's broader hypersales growth framework and is meant to function as a working playbook for sales teams, managers, and business owners. Based on available public references, the book emphasizes that sustainable growth comes from disciplined culture, clear standards, intentional hiring, and a defined operating process. It appears to be written for readers who want a structured system they can implement, not just broad sales inspiration. The workbook-like orientation also suggests that the book is designed to translate principles into action through routines, checklists, and management practices that can be used inside an active sales organization. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, building a sales culture before chasing numbers. A defining feature of the book is its insistence that sales growth starts with culture, not with tactics alone. Public references indicate that Daly places culture early in the framework and treats it as something that must be intentionally created, reinforced, and lived daily by the team. This matters because sales organizations often try to solve performance problems only through quotas, scripts, or compensation, while ignoring the behaviors and norms that shape execution. Daly's approach suggests that the environment around the salesperson determines whether processes are followed consistently. A strong culture gives the team shared expectations, accountability, and a common definition of what high performance looks like. In practice, that means leaders are not simply managing outcomes. They are shaping habits, attitudes, and standards that make outcomes more predictable. The book stands out by treating culture as an operating system for sales performance rather than as a soft or secondary issue. Secondly, using goals and standards to create ownership. The book appears to emphasize that effective sales systems begin with clearly defined goals, but not goals imposed in a generic way from the top down. Public summaries of Daly's framework point to personal goals, sales goals, and negotiated performance standards as part of the playbook. This is important because salespeople are more likely to commit to targets they understand and help shape, especially when those targets are tied to their own priorities and performance history. Rather than assuming that one quota fits every rep, the framework favors individual standards and accountability based on capacity and role. That approach can improve motivation while also making management more realistic and fair. It also helps leaders distinguish between stretch goals and baseline expectations. The deeper implication is that ownership is not created by pressure alone. It is created when people understand why the numbers matter and what behaviors are required to reach them. In that sense, the book treats goal setting as a management system, not just a planning exercise. Thirdly, proactive pipeline management as a repeatable discipline. Another major theme is the need for proactive pipeline management, which several public references describe as a central step in the sales playbook. The underlying logic is that hypergrowth cannot depend on last-minute selling or inconsistent prospecting. Instead, the team must manage opportunities systematically, track high payoff activities, and keep the pipeline healthy through regular discipline. This matters because many sales problems are not caused by lack of talent, but by lack of structure, weak follow-up, poor prioritization, and too much time spent on low-value activity. By treating pipeline management as a repeatable process, the book aligns sales execution with management visibility. Leaders can then coach activity quality, forecast more accurately, and reduce the volatility that comes from relying on a few large deals. The practical value of this topic is that it turns sales from a reactive function into an operational cadence. That makes growth more scalable because the team is no longer depending on urgency or luck to generate opportunities. Fourthly, a practical playbook for selling value. Not just price, the book also appears to address smart selling and value communication, including the need to handle objections in a structured way. Public commentary on the related playbook notes that price objections often reflect weak perceived value rather than actual cost concerns. That insight is important because it shifts attention away from discounting and toward proof of value. A sales team that knows how to articulate benefits, differentiators, and business impact can defend margin more effectively and reduce dependence on price concessions. The playbook approach implies that value communication should be embedded in the sales process, not left to individual improvisation. That can include better discovery, clearer messaging, and preparation for recurring objections. The reason this matters in a hypergrowth context is that fast growth without value discipline often leads to lower quality deals and weaker economics. Daly's framework, therefore, links selling technique to business quality. The goal is not only to close more deals, but to close them in a way that reinforces the right customer fit and preserves the strength of the sales model. Lastly, hiring, coaching, and managing with clear methodology. The book is also associated with a broader management philosophy that includes hiring, coaching, and salesperson development as part of the growth engine. Related references mention sales management checklists and process-driven evaluation tools, which suggest that Daly is interested in making leadership more systematic. This matters because many sales organizations underperform not due to lack of effort, but because managers lack a consistent method for evaluating, coaching, and correcting performance. A structured methodology helps leaders identify whether problems come from prospecting, qualification, messaging, or follow-through. It also supports stronger hiring by clarifying what the organization actually needs from a salesperson. In that sense, the book is not just about individual selling behavior. It is about building a management architecture that can sustain growth over time. This differentiates it from generic sales books that focus mainly on persuasion or attitude. Daly's emphasis on process, standards, and leadership suggests that hypergrowth is treated as an organizational outcome, produced by disciplined management rather than by isolated heroics. In conclusion, the sales playbook for hyper-sales growth should be most useful for sales leaders, founders, managers, and experienced salespeople who want a system they can operationalize inside a real organization. Its value is strongest for readers who already understand the basics of selling, but need a more disciplined framework for scaling performance across a team. The book's practical benefit lies in its focus on culture, standards, pipeline discipline, value communication, and management methodology, all of which are necessary for repeatable growth. Compared with many sales books that emphasize persuasion tactics or motivational themes, this one appears more operational and managerial. It treats sales performance as something built through structure, not personality. That makes it especially relevant for organizations that want consistency across reps, better coaching conversations, and less dependence on individual stars. Its distinctive contribution is the playbook mindset itself, the idea that hypergrowth comes from a defined system that can be taught, measured, and repeated. For readers seeking a framework that connects sales execution to leadership discipline, this book offers a more organizationally grounded perspective than typical sales advice. If you would like to support Jack Daly, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.